We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Man, I got a note from a young lady. In desperate need of help, suffering from cancer in her mouth. And, man, it breaks your heart. I have been communicating with her back and forth all weekend. The poor thing had a significant part of her mouth removed because of this cancer, and cannot talk. Man. It scares the hell out of you, man. And we're in the process of helping her. I spent a lot of time fixating, obsessing on trying to make a difference, and I think we collectively have to do that because folks are out there alone, man. And right now, especially with the contraction in the economy and layoffs in the service industry, throw cancer into that, and the inability to talk and doubts about whether you'll live or die. Young woman, husband can't work right now. It's just, we're on it, though. It's it rips at your heart. And I got an email this weekend from a fire chief. I have been enamored for decades with volunteer firemen and fire departments and their commitment and what they do beyond raising a family, beyond making a living, fighting fires is astounding. And oftentimes hardworking middle-class men and women. And as you know, it's incredibly difficult to try to get anyone to volunteer that amount of time and then throw COVID into the middle of this, and volunteer fire departments across the state will be closing down because they don't have a nickel to pay their bills. It's just the truth. I got a email this weekend from Jason Medlin. He's the chief at Patterson Heights Fire Department volunteer, about one of his people, Sam. And I had to grab Jason for a minute because Sam needs our help. And we got to help him because he's a firefighter, and that's all you need to know. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good morning. I appreciate you having me on to talk about Sam.
Oh, hell yeah. And it's a compilation of things, is it not? I mean, the pandemic has put volunteer departments in a bind because you can't raise money, right?
Absolutely. Everyone's severely impacted by this, all departments in the Commonwealth.
Oh, my gosh, it's so stressful. And, hey, folks, 3 out of 4 fire departments are volunteer, in case you want to know. And in some areas, it's more than 80%. It's unbelievable. So let's talk about Sam and Lisa and Sam's medical expenses, please. Tell us about Sam, one of your people, sir.
Sam's been volunteering his time since 2014. Very active in the fire service, active with the Beaver County Firefighters Association as a trustee. Not only is he active, his wife Lisa is, his brother-in-law Paul, his stepdaughter Sierra. So this family has given their time to the community, you know, for the past, you know, decades. And not only that, Marty, his father-in-law Bob was active in the fire service. He passed away this past Friday. So, you know, the family is really reeling from all of this going on.
Well, then he got news that he had esophageal cancer. And then did a PET scan. I'm getting one on the 8th. And the cancer has spread, which makes it even more difficult. And you're trying to help him out. You got to help him out, do you not, sir?
Absolutely. We're all rallying behind him. I know a lot of other departments in Beaver County are rallying behind him. So we're in this with him.
He's a young guy, too.
Yeah, 38 years old.
God.
Shouldn't have to go through this at this age.
Yeah, and so what we've done is, and what Jason has done is, Jason Medlin is the fire chief at Patterson Heights, and we got to help this guy. And because it's a struggle, when you're laid up like this from cancer, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. You know, his real job's it's commission-based, so when he unfortunately has to go on short-term disability, that's going to be severely impacted due to COVID, because it's based off of your compensation for the past 6 months. So any little bit that people can donate would be very well appreciated to help his family.
All right, my man. We're driving. I posted the GoFundMe page. Go to my Get Marty page on Facebook. Also, if you want to go right to the GoFundMe, help Sam and Lisa with medical expenses. Help Sam and Lisa with medical expenses. Trying to raise $10,000. My God, though, if you talk to him, please tell him I've been there, man, and it's a struggle, but I made it and he will too. All right?
I appreciate that, Marty, and I appreciate all you do with cancer awareness.
Hey, man, keep us in the loop, will you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, keep emailing me. Thanks for calling in this morning, Jason.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Volunteers are, they're insane. I've been at a house fire. You'll see a husband and wife team show up. They have kids, man. They're volunteer firefighters. They fight the fire, then they go back to work. Seriously. And with COVID, the financial strain on volunteer departments has been insane, and many will close. They can't have any of their fundraisers, can't pay their bills, and no one's helping them. No one. It's horrible. And then Sam, you hear that? He's 38 years old. Esophageal cancer, it has spread. Oh, I hate reading these stories, man. I have to be optimistic, as I'm sure he is. PET scan revealed that the cancer has spread to his collarbone, pelvis, and neck. Well, we got to help him. So if you go to my Facebook page, Get Marty, I posted the GoFundMe page. We're trying to raise $10,000 for this 38-year-old man battling cancer. He has a wife and children and is a true warrior, man. All right? So do me a favor. Go to my Get Marty page, and you'll see the GoFundMe site, or go directly to the GoFundMe page, all right? He's a wonderful, wonderful man, and we got to help him if we can. Hey, Dale, thanks for holding so long, man.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Dave.
Oh, hi. I didn't know. It was just my turn. I just want to thank you for all you do for the community.
Yeah.
I listen all the time.
Thank you.
I got my COVID shot, the first one at the Butler Hospital on January 21st, and I got my second one. I'm 76. I got my second one on February the 10th and had absolutely no reaction at all. And my neighbor buddies, we were both the same age. We both had the same thing, no reaction at all. I'm really blessed, I guess. But I just want people to know that I think it's a great thing. I feel like I got out of jail with a free card. So.
No, I get it, man. And I love your optimism, Dave. I really appreciate you hanging in there, brother. Thank
it's
you.
It's just like now we can go out to breakfast together and enjoy our life.
You can, man. Yeah. It really is. My sister was at our house, Sandy Tresser. She's a frontline nurse, and her daughters are frontline healthcare workers, and they have their vaccines. And my brother's a frontline worker, quite frankly, and he has his vaccine. And they've said this. It's kind of it frees you. It gives you a certain amount of feeling of, okay, things are getting back to normal. Please help the firefighter if you can.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.